So let me tell you guys a story. Basically, a discussion that happened between me and my manager around like 4 to 5 months back. So he told me like, Harsh, suppose you have written a superb script or any product, and you want to distribute that product across maybe 100 hosts. Then how you will do that? Okay, I told like 100, it's easy. I can rsync it. Then he told, what if you want to distribute it to 1,000 hosts? I told like 1,000, like rsync will take some time. So I can use the deployment system that we have. Though it has some centralized component, but still it can deploy to at least 1,000 hosts. Then he told me, what if you want to distribute it on all the LinkedIn hosts, like tens of thousands of hosts, okay? Our deployment system might not be able to handle it because it has some centralized component. And if all the hosts will contact those component at once, at the same time, it will become the bottleneck. In LinkedIn, we also have a mechanism through which we are distributing our CLI to every host, but it will not be quick enough. So he wanted some quick result. So guys, this is our basic requirement, one of our major requirement. So we wanted to build a global distribution tool which can distribute some product across all the hosts, like tens of thousands of hosts, in a really quick manner. So it should not matter what is the number of hosts. Even if it is tens of thousands, it should deploy in a really quick manner. So another few requirements were, like, there should be flexibility of canary support. What I meant by canary is, like, user should able to distribute the latest version on few hosts first, and if he feels that, okay, the latest version is stable, then he should be able to distribute that latest version on all the remaining hosts. It should be fast. So the product that we are targeting, like, the product that are responsible for sending host-level matrices, like CPU uses or memory uses. So if you will see that these products are really critical products. Even a small bug in these products can create site-impacting issues. So we want fast rollback and rollouts. Tracking. Real-time tracking should be there. Like if a user has started the distribution, he should be able to track like on what percentage of hosts the distribution is completed, or on what percentage of hosts it is pending. And if it is failed, then what is the reason of failure? So guys, these all are requirements. Now I will be talking about the possible solution that we have explored before building this product that are already existing in LinkedIn. So as like any other organization, in LinkedIn also we have a deployment system. So mostly all our services we are deploying in LinkedIn using this deployment model. Other solution that we have explored is ECL. So basically ECL is a mechanism in LinkedIn by which we are distributing all our CLI to every host in LinkedIn. Another solution that we have explored is Distree. So basically Distree is a solution in which we distribute some file in a tree-based manner. So this is not a solution that is existing in LinkedIn, but we could have implemented this solution for our requirements. So now I'm going to talk about all these solutions in little detail, and I will talk about their disadvantage, like why we have not chosen this solution for our requirements. So generally deployment system in LinkedIn. So this is only the brief flow that I'm showing here. So basically if you will see, a deployment request will go to deployment system. Then deployment system will collect the information from the centralized database, like information of the service which we are trying to deploy. Then it will create a deployment plan and store that deployment plan in centralized database. Now the deployment system will contact orchestrator to trigger the deployment on all the desired host. Now desired host will take the deployment plan and fetch the artifacts from Artifactory or the repository from the Git. Now these hosts will send the status back to the centralized database. So if you will see, these two components are centralized component. Like all the desired hosts are contacting Artifactory or that centralized database at the same time. So if you will think, like if we are deploying like few services, like if we are deploying some services on few hosts, like 100 or 200, then it will not be a problem. But think of a scenario when we want to distribute some service on all the hosts in LinkedIn. So these components will become the bottleneck. So because of these centralized components, we have decided not to use this deployment system. Another solution that we have explored is ECL. So ECL is a mechanism in LinkedIn by which we are distributing all our CLIs to every host in LinkedIn. So basically, all our CLI, I mean 100 to 300 CLIs we have. So we create tar of all the CLIs and we push that tar to every host. So generally the tar size in GBs. So with ECL, it generally takes 3 to 4 hours to distribute that tar to every host. So some of the disadvantage with ECL were, there were no canary support. So basically, if we want to distribute some product, it should be go by ECL, it will go everywhere. Like if we want to test, like we want to first test in EI, then we want to push it to prod. So there was no support of that. Also, there was difficult and slow rollback. As I told before, it took around 3 to 4 hours to distribute the tar to all the hosts. And the product that we were targeting, for that, it is not quick enough. With ECL, there were no real-time updates also. Like, if we want to check if our distribution is failed on some host, then what is the reason of failure? This feature was not available with ECL. So that's why we have decided not to use that solution. Another solution that we have explored is Distree. So this is not an existing solution in LinkedIn. So basically, Distree is a tree-based solution where we distribute the data on one host, then 1 to 2, and 2 to 4, and the cycle will go on. But if you will see, there are some disadvantages with Distree. So suppose one of the hosts in between goes unhealthy. Then all the hosts that are intended to download the package from the unhealthy host will not able to get the data. So, and the cycle will continue. Another disadvantage with Distree is, like, if you will see in Distree, at each cycle, the host is downloading the complete packet from its parent. So basically at each stage, it is taking one complete cycle. So if you will see that if the size of the tree will be large, then the cycle it will take to distribute data will also be large. So in case of higher number of hosts, more number of hosts, it was not a suitable solution for us. So now let me tell you about the product that we had developed, InStream. So basically, InStream is a global distribution tool which uses BitTorrent protocol to distribute data across all the fabric. So as I told, InStream uses BitTorrent protocol. So let me discuss about BitTorrent protocol in a brief. So BitTorrent protocol is just a communication protocol for peer-to-peer file sharing of data. Basically, each host downloads data from its adjacent peers from the cluster. So in BitTorrent protocol, if the file that we want to transfer is divided into several pieces, and the entry of each piece will be stored in the torrent file. So basically, a torrent file is just a file which contains metadata about the source file. It also has the information about the tracker. So what a tracker is? Tracker is just a server which has information about all the peers that are present in the cluster, like seeders, which seeder is responsible of seeding that particular piece of file. So these information are stored in tracker. What a seeder is? A seeder is just a machine which has some part of the data, like which can distribute some part of the data to leecher. What I mean by leecher is, a leecher is any machine which doesn't have 100% of the data, so which want to download some part of the data from other peers. So basically, these are the terms that we generally use in BitTorrent, and these terms I'm going to use in my next few slides also. So let me discuss about InStream architecture in brief. So basically, a transfer request goes to API box. So basically, user send a transfer request through CLI to our API box. Then API box will request Salt Master to trigger transfer to start the seeders. Now, Salt Master will choose few hosts from the list. Like if you have triggered the transfer on all the hosts, then it will choose few hosts from the list and it will start seeders on them. Now, seeders will fetch artifact from Artifactory, and when the download will be finished, they will tell API box, okay, I'm ready to seed. Now API box will again contact Salt Master, and it will tell to start start torrent to basically trigger torrent client on all the remaining leechers. So now SaltMaster will start torrent client on all the remaining leechers. Now these leechers will download the data from the seeders. Once the download will be finished, or it might be failed because of any reason, then all the minions will send the status back to Kafka. Now we have keep running process, like basically Kafka consumers, which are consuming events from Kafka and pushing the events to Couchbase. So here we are using Couchbase for data store. Now when a user is asking for real-time update, we are fetching the data from Couchbase and showing it to the user. So if you'll see here, all the components that we are using here are scalable and distributed system. And none of the component is single point of failure. So basically, all the components are fault tolerant. So here I want to talk about one of the major takeaway from this talk is, like, if you want to create a similar situation, similar kind of solution for your organization, you can basically use this kind of components. So all the components that we are using here are open source and are meant for scalability. So now in my next few slides, let me talk about all the components that we have used in a little bit details. So we are using libtorrent as torrent client. So libtorrent is nothing, just a C++ library, which has very easy to use Python bindings. So if you will see, this small code can replace any of the torrent client that you are using, like mutorrent or bittorrent that you are using. This small code can replace that. You just need to mention the torrent file name and the download path, and it will do the rest of work for you. So here for orchestration, we are using SaltStack. So basically, we are triggering Salt module from SaltMaster remotely. So here, if you will see, this torrent client we are using as a Salt module, and this torrent client will be present on every host. And from SaltMaster, remotely, we are executing that, basically, we are triggering that torrent client. To contact SaltMaster, we are using REST API. So we are using this small code to contact SaltMaster. Also, we are targeting through grain. So basically, suppose you don't want to target all the hosts. You only want to target a subset of hosts, like all the hosts which has variant as rel 6. So you just need to mention in the payload that only target the host which has OS major release version 6, and then it will do the work for you. Also here, I want to say we are using splay. So what I meant by splay is, instead of calling the torrent client on all the hosts at the same time, it will call in batch. Salt will trigger the torrent client on those hosts in batch. So like we are using splay of 10 minutes. So it will trigger the Salt module in span of 10 minutes on all the hosts. So basically, also, if you'll see here, we are not sending update back to SaltMaster. So because we didn't want to put load on SaltMaster. So what we are doing, instead of, so SaltMaster is making an async request. So it is triggering the torrent client on all the hosts, and its job is done. It is not waiting for the status back from the minions. Now for sending status back, we are using Kafka. So as you all know that Kafka is an open source messaging system, which is meant for its scalability. So in LinkedIn, it currently handles more than 2 trillion messages per day. So it is scalable. So with this model, so here minions are sending updates back to Kafka using Kafka REST API. So whenever the download will be finished on minions, they are sending the status back, like if download is finished or if it is failed, they are sending all the status back to Kafka. Now we have Kafka consumer. Like basically, those are keep running processes which are consuming events from Kafka and pushing those events to Couchbase. As I told before, we are using Couchbase for data store. Now, we have Couchbase view for indexing. So if a user will ask for a real-time update, we are getting the results from Couchbase and showing it to user. Let me show you a CLI example. So basically, in CLI, you just need to mention the product name, version name, fabric name. Fabric is kind of colo in LinkedIn. Host as star, like if you want to distribute to all the hosts, you just need to mention star and variant. Now it will start everything for you. It will start seeder, leechers, and it will basically start the transfer for you. It will give you a torrent ID back. Now if you want to track the status, like progress, you can you can use the CLI and just mention the method as progress. So it will give the result like what is the success percent, what is the pending percent or failure percent, if any. Now if you want to take the detailed, if you want to get the detailed progress, like you want to know if your distribution is failed on some percentage of hosts, then what is the reason of failure? Or like on what host it failed? So in method you have to, you can put success, pending, or failure, and you can get the result. So now let me discuss about the result. As I told before, the mechanism, the ECL, with ECL, the mechanism that we are using to distribute CLI across all the hosts in LinkedIn, with that mechanism, we were able to distribute some packages in around roughly 3 to 4 hours. But with this model, per fabric, like per colo, we are distributing in 10 minutes. Here, 10 minutes is also configurable. We have put the display of 10 minutes because the product that we are targeting were okay for 10 minutes. So even we can reduce that. So let me talk about the requirements again. So basically, we have created a global distribution model with all the component, with the all the fault tolerant components. We have flexibility of canary support. So if here you will see, instead of marking star in host, you can also put a list of hosts. So basically it will transfer the product on that particular list of hosts only. So if you will see, you can see that if the latest version is stable, then you can, if you will see that latest version is stable on those few hosts, you can transfer to remaining hosts also. We also have quicker version rollback and rollout. So here we are distributing in around 10 minutes. Also, we have real-time tracking available. Now, let me discuss about the challenges and learning that we have while building this product. Bandwidth control. So if you will see the product, we are distributing some product across every host in LinkedIn. So some of the hosts were having services that are really critical, maybe network-intensive services. So we didn't want to put network congestion on those boxes. So what we have done, we have put bandwidth limitation on seeders and leechers. Basically upload and download limitation, bandwidth limitations on seeders and leechers. Magnet link. So as I told before, the torrent file should be present on all the hosts before they start the download. So one of the challenges that we have faced is we had to transfer the torrent file on all the hosts beforehand only. So what we have done to avoid this challenge, we have used magnet link instead of transferring torrent file. So basically magnet link is just a string which contains the information about the tracker. So now before downloading the actual data, all the leechers will download the torrent file from seeder. So basically torrent file will be present on the seeders. Now leechers will be downloading the torrent file first, then they will start downloading the actual data. DST to use it or not. So BitTorrent also support trackerless torrent, features a DST implementation that allows the client to download torrent that have been created without using BitTorrent tracker. So basically, if you will see, DST is more useful when your file size is large, the file that you are distributing is large, like in GBs. But here our file size were very small, like 10 to 15 MB. So by the time, in DST, the tracker information is stored in peers only. So by the time we are getting the information from other peers, the download was getting finished. So it was creating extra network overhead for us. So we have decided not to use DST. DMZ boxes. So in LinkedIn, we have some boxes, like some proxy boxes, which are not allowed to contact other boxes outside of the DMZ zone. So we were facing failure on those boxes, like distribution failure, because if our seeders or tracker are running outside of that DMZ zone, then these boxes were not able to contact those boxes. So for that, what we have done, we have provided another method, that is direct download method. So instead of downloading data from a torrent cluster, these boxes are downloading data directly from Artifactory. So basically these boxes are allowed to contact Artifactory. So if you will see, the basic philosophy in torrent is you should keep the SOM healthy. Like there should not be conditions where there are only leechers in the SOM and there are very few seeders. So to tackle situation like this, what we have done is even after the download will be finished on leeches, we are keeping the leeches in the swarm. Just to keep the swarm healthy, we are keeping the peer in the swarm. So until the transfer will be finished on every other host, all the peers in the swarm, we are keeping all other peers in the swarm. So basically, we are keeping the swarm till that splay time, that is 10 minutes. Now let me discuss about some future goals. So as of now, the orchestrator that we are using is Salt. So in future, we want to make it pluggable with other configuration management tools like Puppet, CFinger, or Ansible. Also, as of now, the data source that we are using here is Artifactory. In future, we want to make it pluggable with other data sources like Git, Hadoop, or any other file source. Also, till now, this is just a distribution model. This is not a deployment model. So in future, we want to make it as a generic deployment model also. Okay, yeah, that's it. I think we have some time remaining. So I skipped my introduction, so let me introduce myself now. I am Harsh, I am part of LinkedIn team. So in LinkedIn, I am part of platform/horizontal SRE team. So basically in platform SRE team, we are creating reliable and scalable platform so that other LinkedIn engineers can build in-class products and features on top of it. Also, I'm part of horizontal SRE team. So in horizontal SRE team from Bangalore, we are responsible of driving products like InFinder, basically which is a tool which helps in anti-scrapping and anti-spamming. Another tool that we are working on is DC Manager, that is data center build-out automation tools, which basically automates all the manual operation that is required in data center build-out. And another tool is InStream, that is a global distribution tool that we have discussed just now. Thank you, guys.